what you're holding is something like obviously closer to the real thing in terms of a roster, the player roster.
Well, we're going to try to see the progress that we made through training camp and the structure of our team and the work ethic of our team. And we're pretty close to what our team will probably be tonight. And I believe Boston's lineup is very similar as well. So it's going to be obviously a good test for us. And we're going to see how much work we still have to do.
Having Zibanejad out on the lineup tonight, can we assume that it's a done deal? We're going to start the season?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a done deal at this point. We still have, like counting tonight, 10 games that we can still evaluate him, but it certainly appears that he, with the injuries to Peter Regan and Jesse Winchester, that the door is open for him to walk into at this point in time. But he's playing very well, and we're still going to evaluate, and we're getting closer to making the decision, obviously, but the way that he's played certainly makes it it's a pleasant. I mean, he's playing well, so that's a good thing. But we haven't played tonight's an NHL lineup against all NHL players, and so it's a good opportunity to evaluate him before the regular season starts.
How will you use the goalies?
Anderson all night.
Okay.
Have all the roster decisions pretty much been made, or are there a couple that might hinge on how they play tonight?
Well, I think we're going to try to make the decision based on the body of work as opposed to just one game. If it's the first start tonight, I don't think you could read too much into that either way. We're going to try to base it on the body work that we know. I only know them for 10 days or however long we've been here in training camp, so for a lot of the players, but I think it's sorting itself out, and eventually the players actually make all these decisions. We just have to tell them.
Just on when will you when would you like your team in place?
I think we're going to try to do that by we'll probably get down to the final number Saturday, I would guess.
Okay.
And so that everybody can get started and get going and starting their seasons on time.
Do you know roughly how many players you'd start with? Would you keep it?
Well, we're allowed 23, so but I don't think it's going to be that many, depending on who's hurt. Okay. So it all depends on the injuries of how everybody makes it through the weekend, and then we'll decide how many bodies we have here and how many are active to play and all of that.
Is there an update on Carter and Phillips?
They're the same as they were yesterday. So. Still evaluating it, and we're optimistic for all of them.
Okay. All of these lines for tonight are pretty close to what you hope to have during the season. You're going to be playing with them a lot.
Well, for today, yeah. I think they can change on a shift-by-shift, period-by-period, too, depending on how things are going. But right now, those are the combinations that have interested us to this point.
Like things can change in a moment's notice.
Stay tuned.
How many guys will you take tonight? Boston?
I think we're taking 20. We haven't decided we're going to take 21 just in case. It all depends what they serve on the plane, I guess. But at this point, I think we're just going to, there's no sense in taking everybody there for that late night if you don't have to.
Is the jury still out a bit on David Rundblad, or kind of the injury situation in this season?
Well, David has played, again, he's with the puck. We really like how he's played. And we know and he knows that he needs to work without the puck and to be able to defend in his own end, and that's still a process that we're going through. But the way that he moves the puck and can exit our zone and make plays to get us out of our zone is still something that's very attractive to us. And we're going to give him another game tonight, and we're going to continue to evaluate him and see where he ends up.
Can I ask if you've been... Camp's kind of winding down here. Have you been pleased with the way camp has gone?
I've been. You guys tell me. I mean, I think the team has worked real hard, and we've got them to build on a foundation that's going to give us success down the road. And I think our work ethic has been real good, and I think we're taking steps. I'm pretty pleased with the steps that we've taken to become a good team, and but we have to continue to do it on a daily basis.
You're going to have a week your practice time before you play your first game. How will you try to use that week to form your team for
Lapping? Well, I think we're going to, all through training camp, we've been kind of doing the big picture part of the systems. I think next week we're going to get down to more of the details of the game within the game of face-off alignments and different power play sets and penalty kill sets and get down to more of the dot the I's, cross the T's type of things as opposed to the generalities of the game now that we have we would have the group down to, you know, the working group that's going to be ours, and start to implement a lot more of the details of our game.
Can I ask you what you thought of the Jared Callen's camp?
I thought he's been great. Every day he's gotten better every day, just a little bit, and I think he's acquitted himself well.
If he's playing his game, what is that?
Oh, I think he's just efficient. Like he's got a good stick. He defends real well, and he just makes the easy play all the time.
Look like an NHL player to you at this point?
I'd say he's real close. I'm not prepared to say any of them are yet until we start to play, but he's pretty close. I think he's having a real good camp. And again, tonight's another test for him to play against. He's going to play against some pretty good players tonight, and that'll be a test for him.
What kind of team do you think you have here?
Well, we believe we have a real competitive team. Where we're going to end up is going to depend a lot on health and all the other things, goaltending and special teams and how we can play defense. But we believe we're a real competitive group, and we're going to try to make it difficult, be a team that's difficult to play against and to play fast, and we'll see where we end up.
All good for Coach?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.